we go.
All right.
Better for all of us tonight. Thank you all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up. Here I am, Brenda Moss, aka Lady Diva here. Phone lines are open. Alex Harris, are you with me?
I'm with you. How are you?
All right. I am so glad you got here on my platform this evening to tell about your new single. But first of all, let's let our listeners, curious listeners, and your fans and followers hear more about yourself and update on some information you have for us. Where are you calling from right now, Alex?
Well, I'm calling from St. Petersburg, Florida, and that's where I'm. I live in the Tampa, St. Petersburg area, and so that's where I am right now, and just been here just enjoying the sun and the weather, and it's a little humid, but I guess it's good to be near the beaches.
Yeah, that's so warming to hear, and glad you're well and taking care of yourself. That is just perfect. So, to start the show, tell us all how your music journey began, your music career, briefly. What and whom inspired you into singing and writing music?
Well, I grew up in a small town called Manchester, Georgia, and I'm one of eight children. It's five boys, three girls, and I'm in the middle. And so when I write today, growing up in a musical family where we did gospel, and father's a pastor, and both parents are educators, mother and father. So we, you know, we've just been exposed to a lot of opportunity as it relates to life. And so when I write today, I always try to pull a draw from every part of me, including my humble beginnings in a rural town of Manchester. I like to refer to it as the Red Clay Hills of Georgia.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Is anyone else in your family musically talented as you, your parents, or any of your siblings?
Well, my dad, he was into theater and he always enjoyed singing. Our mother, she appreciates the arts and she's an educator, early childhood education. That's what she focused. And my brother is one of the producers of actually and co-writers of the song "Make It Better." His name is David. He goes by Swag Garcia. He's a phenomenal Grammy Award-winning producer, and he also we've been working together ever since we were knee high. And
that's
so
cool.
He's one of them. My other brother Alonzo actually is playing on the song. And so, you know, the three of the five brothers continue to work in music, and another brother who lives in Florida, his name is Norman. He's an attorney. And so in the other brothers in Texas. And then I have three wonderful and beautiful sisters as well. So they and the youngest is into music and theater. And so
No wonder you're so good. You're well
so
taken care
of.
So how long you been in the music industry, and also how long you been acting as an actor?
So music, as I said, started when I was 6-7 years old, so all my life. So we were exposed to all kinds of genres. And then, of course, as a teenager, we started to be exposed. I started, and my other siblings as well, to other genres of music because we only grew up and we were only allowed to listen to gospel. And then later, and then when we went to, when I started graduate program, I studied classical vocal. I got into and learned jazz and blues. And so I 2 years, I
there
did Negro spirituals and Old Man River and Broadway tunes. It was kind of cool.
Okay.
It was great. I had a phenomenal time. Yeah.
So it molded you to the person that you are today. That's where I see in all your music now. Yeah, now I kind of get to know you now. So thank you for all that information.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
Young minds want to know, do you play a musical tool or a musical instrument?
I got a fun fact I want to share with the listeners. And all those who are fans follow me, you may have heard this story, but my first instrument was were the buckets from my neighbor's backyard. I was about three buckets I would gather, sometimes four. And those I divided up and had my toms, one supposed to be the snare, but they all kind of pretty much sound the same. And the kick and drum, bass drum. And then my cymbals were the pans from the pie crust from my mother's kitchen, the old tin pans.
Okay.
We'd make the pecan pies and the sweet potato pies. And so when she's done with them, I would, go in there in the pantry, in the cabinet, and anything that was left, I would get it or ask her, can I have it, and go in the backyard and play it. And so my drumsticks were the pine. In Georgia, we got the nice pine trees. And so the pine tree branches, they would fall on the ground, and some would be still strong enough for me to take and make my own drumsticks. So that was my first drum set. And one of my brothers, who's now the attorney, his first guitar was these rubber bands from the collard greens from the marketplace called the Curb Market. And we took the orange rubber bands and from the collard greens, and he strung them together, and sometime I would trade up and do that. And that was our introduction to playing to the rhythm that we heard inside of us. And so that's the short. So now I still am a drummer. I don't play as much as I did, of course, growing up, because I focus now on the acoustic guitar and piano, and doing a lot of writing on that. Three instruments I play.
Wow. We got little kids running in the kitchen right now. Thank you for that information. So while we're here on air, I want to talk about your new single, Rolling.
Okay.
What inspired you to do Rolling before I spin it? Is there a brief story behind it?
Yeah. So basically, the brief story behind that song. So I always, when putting together a list of songs, tracks that we may get together as a team and decide what I'm going to put on there, I try and look for something that is inspirational to me, or something that I can relate to, and the message by, and songs that that have great messages, stories rather, behind them. And I thought this song had a great story about the loss, you know, being lost and trying to find love in all the wrong places, and then find that special person. And I, you know, for me, I would hear people say, "Oh, you know, the right person," or just the connectedness that you feel on a much deeper level. So, you know, that I wanted to not only when I recorded the song, what I felt when I heard it, I was like, "Oh wow, let me rewind it back. Let me take it back, and let me start it at zero again and see what's up." And I listened to it and I said, "Yeah, I want to do this." And I started to sing with it, and then when I got ready to record it, I, again, as I stated earlier, I just kind of pulled from the experiences, both participated and observed experiences, and you know, my personal experience, and then also what growing up in Georgia and traveling and seeing people and having different conversations and about their relationships or finding love, and brought it to, and that really resonated with my personal experiences and also just other observed experiences and stories of other folks. And so I love songs like that because that's relatable.
Yeah.
You know, I can relate to it, and that relates to other people.
Yes, and I am so proud of this song because I was listening to the lyrics and I'm like, wow, he's singing about me. So
and that's what I love about the song, and I definitely tried to bring that to the intention of the lyrics for sure.
Yeah, so everybody, stay tuned. Phone lines are still open. Call in and speak with Alex Harris. Here is Roland. We'll be right back.
Let's get it all out in the open. Let's have that talk. What you wanna know? Yeah. I turned some pages. I got no regrets. Cards on the table. Settled all my debts. I cleaned up my mess. Oh yeah, I was rolling in and out of love, trying to find my way to you. I was living, burning. Baby, I was hurting. Now I'm only burning for you. Imperfect as I am, never tell you lies. I wish I knew your way back then, when I was rolling in and out of love, trying to find my way to you. I was living, learning. Baby, I was hurting. Now I'm only burning for you.
that's my song right there. I'm gonna blow it up.
Oh,
put it on
thank you. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love it.
So, tell us all where we can purchase that single at anywhere on the music outlets online.
Yes, for sure. You can get the song at Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon. It's on all streaming platforms and where you can download. So it's very conveniently it's conveniently accessible at all streaming platforms and downloading, as I said. And yeah, we love the support, and I appreciate the support. We're out here doing the music, keeping music, soul music, live and well.
Yes, you are. As long as you still have that vibe in your soul, we still following you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So mention any other future music projects you have in store for us to get ready for.
Well, I want to say get ready for Frequency EP that is to be released on September the 18th. You have the track Rolling actually is from that EP.
Okay.
And I got another single coming out from that EP in September with the release of it called
okay.
Falling for You. So I don't know if you're ready for that one now, but it's
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm already feeling rolling, so I'm ready for that one.
So once you get it is the, so it's rolling, right?
Yeah.
You know, that it tells you how I was rolling in and out of love that I find the one.
Okay.
And then you
okay.
find the one, you just keep falling for him.
Yeah,
for him every day.
Yeah.
It's kinda like that 24/7, 365 day type of love.
Right,
you know?
right.
And never gets old. So it's a story. It's a story to be told.
Yes. Yes, I love stories and music because, I mean, how can we have any type of guide in our life unless we hear
right.
it through music? And
exactly.
We have to hear it through other experiences or storytelling in music, which makes it feel
exactly.
so good to our heart. And that's my opinion. But as we move on.
Exactly, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. As we move on. Can you give us your website information and your social media information, please?
Sure. Yeah, please. Thank you so much. Yeah, the website is Alex Harris Official. So that's AlexHarris, Alex Harris Official. It's OFFCIAL.com. So Alex Harris Official. And you can also find me at Instagram at Alex Harris Official. As well, and I'm on Facebook as well, and that's Alex Harris Music Official. But all of my Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, all of that is on my website. So if you missed any of that, just go to alexharrisofficial.com, and you can find my Instagram, my Facebook, and Twitter there as well.
And I have Alex pinned on all major social media sites on IG, Twitter. And all over Facebook, if anybody gets
right.
lost. So what is that ultimate desire of what you wish your fans to get out of your music, especially the single Rolling?
You know, the ultimate desire for me when creating music or allowing the music that is created that comes from me, I want the listener to be inspired, to love,
yeah.
And to receive love. A lot of time, at least my experience has been that we don't know how to receive love, and neither do we, but we all
mm-hmm.
love, right? We love love, but how do you receive love? And that's another conversation for another day in a more depth way, but the gist of it is, I think when we receive or embrace love is meaning that we're willing to allow the truth of who we are. We allow ourselves to be vulnerable. We allow ourselves to be touched in a way that beyond the surface, right? And I think the music has a power in its frequency and its vibrations. It reverberates in a way that it brings that kind of experience to the human experience. And so when you listen to the music, I want you to just immerse yourself and let it touch you in places that have never been touched in a while or maybe even before. And so that's what I really desire, and I try and bring that through in my interpretation and allow myself to go there first, because I realize what's from the heart reaches the heart, or what's from the soul reaches the soul.
Right, and you do a very good job at that. I just got to know who you are and heard your music, did research on you, and I'm like, wow, you know, where
thank
did
you.
He come from, you know? And thanks to Myron Ruffin.
Shout out to him.
I got to know who Alex Harris is, and I got to listen to all your music from way back and to recent. So thank you. I appreciate it. You keep
thank
doing
you.
Your music
I
thing.
It.
I would like to play Millionaire and Humanity at the end of the show. Tell
okay.
us about Millionaire. Is there a brief story behind that track?
Yeah, there is a brief story. So the short of it is that Richard Goddard, one of the producers, and he's at the Cross the Line Music and also the co-founder of Orchard as well. He and David Swagger Sirius Harris, my brother, are two great producers who really came together to put together the music that I'm doing now at Cross the Line. And he introduced this song. He said, Alex, I don't know, but I would love for you to listen to this song. If you don't like it, it's fine, but I think there's something. I said, no, I'll listen to it. So I listened to it, and I was like, wow, you know. The first person I heard sing the song was Chris Stapleton, and later I heard Solomon Burke sing it. And anyway, it's a wonderful song, and as I said earlier, I love songs with great stories. And what I took from the story and what it meant to me and what it means to me is that, you know, is one thing for you to feel like a millionaire or someone told you a billionaire when you are being loved or you feel it. But it's another thing when you can reciprocate that feeling, not just to the person that make you feel that, but to, you know, to others around you. So it extends itself beyond just I love relationship as relates to an intimacy with your significant other, but it also expands into just the world around you and how you give of yourself and think of somebody else and make other folks feel good when they have a beautiful smile or they do some kind gesture, like open the door for you or speak a nod to it. And in this world when everybody's just kind of like, I'm with this color and I'm with that color, you know, I'm red, I'm blue. You know, it's like I heard President Barack Obama, they put this on the air the other night, and he said, you know, there is no red America, no blue, it's the United States of America. But I think that about humanity, you know, is just humanity, you know, is regardless of what country, regardless of what creed, where you are in the world, we are all one. And so that's what the millionaire meant to me. It's like I can make somebody feel like a millionaire if you're in South Africa, if you're in Nigeria, if you're in South Korea, wherever you are in the world. Anywhere in the country where you're from, the rural area of Manchester, like me, from the red clay hills down the country roads, or in these great cities like New York and LA and Chicago and great small towns as well. So I really love music like this. And so Millionaire, I really dug into that, and I was feeling it so good, and I enjoyed recording the record.
All right. Well, I will play that later. And you're more than welcome to give a shout out right now to all the persons that have supported you in your music career and acting career. Go right ahead, Alex.
Oh, shucks. So, well, thank you. Well, I just want to shout out first and foremost to Myron, because we wouldn't be having this conversation if it were not for Myron Ruffin introducing you to the music. Phenomenal person. I just was very impressed by his person. He's just a genuine personality when I first met him on the phone. And then before we started working together through a mutual friend and business partner, Suzette Williams, who's also my manager. She's in the Jersey area, and just with a long history of working with amazing folks, and now we're working together. So pretty super excited. Also, shout out to my brothers, they're always supporting, and in some way or another, those who work with me in the music and those who are not, as well as my beautiful sisters and also my beautiful lifetime lover, partner, and wife, Emily Ghosh Harris. She's phenomenal. So it's awesome. You know, you can't forget those. And my parents who started, my parents bought a purchased my first drum set. They're still living and live and well. And and my great my grandmother who recently passed away. She's 93 years old. So shout out to her in heaven. I tell you, she all the way up until I think it was 2018. She would always love to come and hear me sing an old soul song by Sam Cooke, Change Gonna Come. And she was a huge fan of whatever we did and came down to Florida and just hung out with my brother and me and with my parents. And it was just phenomenal. And I just appreciate everyone who has each has touched, you know, just a part of my story because it's a major contribution. And, you know, I have great friends, everyone at my foundation, you know, my board from Dustin and Derek and Sheila Riley, who's one of the founders. You know, we've worked with thousands of students. My business partner, Herbert Murphy, who's worked with me in the foundation for years. Also great friends in the industry who work with me, TL and Ida. And you know, it's just been really great. You know, one thing I told my brother that, I feel so fortunate because I was blessed to meet so many great people in the gospel industry to R&B, mainstream pop from Dr. Jones, Bobby Jones on the Bobby Jones Show when we were little kids and so on and so forth. My cousin, Mike Mathis, who's a phenomenal musician. You know, it's just been really great. And I hate to start calling names because there's so many people, but it's been absolutely amazing when you see where you come. And I tell people that you didn't get here. You didn't get where you are by yourself, right? And it's everyone that contributed something. And so when I sing Millionaire, when I sing Make It Better, you know, it's just been absolutely amazing. And so I really think and shout out again. I mentioned Richard Goddard's name earlier and a lady that worked with him when we first started, Allison Zatarain and Alonzo Vargas for great engineer. As well, and my brother David Suarez, who's also phenomenal. So really, really, really exciting stuff. So you can't tell me to shout out because I just keep shouting.
Well, let's give them an applause that they helped keep supporting about that. Well, we're coming to a close show. Any words of encouragement, Alex Harris, you would like to give in the dark times we're dealing with today? I know this pandemic has affected a lot of persons worldwide. Any words of encouragement you'd like to give?
Yes, you know, I want to say that, you know, regardless of the unrest that we may feel due to the adjustments that we've had to make, to make it safe for ourselves and our families and those who we love. I think to find gratitude for the things that we do have and the time that we have to spend and really to appreciate that and love life for what life is and really never give up on your dreams or your aspirations as well. I think all things work together for the good. And if we believe that, and we just have to continue to believe with much gratitude and much love, and I think that's where we will find a centering thought that brings peace. And that's what I would like to share with all those who are listening.
Well, thank you for those words of encouragement. Alex Harris, everyone, you are more than welcome
thank
to come
you.
Back to my platform with their new music projects. I hope you find me. Can you give me any brief information about the track Humanity? Because I will play that at the end of the show as well.
Okay, sure. Yeah, just a little bit about Humanity. Humanity, I started to write the song in 2015, interesting enough. And the way it works with me with writing, sometimes I can start a song today and finish today, and I feel that it's complete, because I shared it once before on an interview that I don't so much see myself as the author of the writing. I think the song or the universe tells us what is to be said through me. And that's my way of removing the ego to allow the spirit of humanity to speak to one who's willing, as me and others, of course, but I see it as being yielding to the process. So the song start to write itself, and I started to listen, and the message to the world started in 2015, and it's finished during this time, because I think this was a very great opportunity to share such message, and the inspiration where I pulled from in the writing process was, we, regardless of socioeconomic status, regardless of color of skin, we are all human. And when we see it that way, then racism, sexism, ageism, and all the other isms and phobias, etc., and religiosity that divides us will no longer be. We'll see that we all breathe the same air. I am you and you are me. And we cannot exist without each other. And you really think about that. You say, well, then why aren't you? We are breathing the same air. That's the reason why we have to wear these masks and stuff that was suggested to. And so the other thing is that we bleed. When we bleed the same way, from the same places, from our veins, right? Blood in you is life. Blood in me is life. And so when we take off the face of this being, at core, we're all the same. And so when we realize that, we say, wait a minute, you're just like me, I'm just like you. You know, so why should we divide based on surface? Why should we promote anything that separates us?
Change will be We're